yes, we are back on the Be About It show. And what better way to bring in our magnificent, incredible, multi-talented Erin Stuck. And I am just on her Instagram page right now. She's a dancer, she's a choreographer, and she has just been raking up the scales in the dance industry. But also, she's done modeling. She's done it all. I'm just going to name a few of her accomplishments. She's danced with Justin Bieber at 11 years old on the Purpose World Tour for New Zealand, featured in a Disney movie, Zombies 4, Come On, featured in TV commercials for Mercury Energy, BNZ, and John West Turner. Oh, we love John West Turner. Mm-hmm. Add a little bit of avocado and tomatoes, and that is me. 12 years and counting, working with Les Mills, Born to Move franchise, and the most recent awarded Best Female Dancer 3 times, HHINZ Upgrade DC Qualifiers, and most recently, Dance Cheller. We have our beautiful Erin Stuck. Welcome to the show, my beautiful queen.
Thank you
for taking the time out of her busy schedule. This girl is like literally on the clock. You know, every hour, she's
something different
and ready. But welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the
time.
My sister. And please, I just did a little bit of your accomplishments there.
Yeah.
Shout out to John West, because I love that. Mm-hmm. But how has it been for you, Erin? First of all, let our people know fully, who is Erin Stuck?
I love that. Hi, guys. I'm Erin. I'm 19 years old, and I have been dancing since I was 2. So it has been my entire life, and it still is, and I hope it is for a million years to come. I'm energetic. I'm fun. I love seeing people, socializing. I love having a good time, love listening to music, and I think that's why I've really found a love for dance, and I've been doing it for so long, because it's just really a place where I feel like I can be completely myself.
Yeah.
I forget about everything else, and it's just about having a good time and, yeah, just being me, which is the most important thing ever. So, yeah, that's me.
I love it. I love it, Erin. And first of all, who inspired you? What inspired you to get into this industry of dance, but also becoming a choreographer at such a young age? Everyone, ladies and gentlemen out there that's tuning in on 104.6 Planet FM, she is 19 years of age. So, Erin, you're not even in your 20s yet. Look at the list of accomplishments.
So close. Four months, and then I'm 20.
I know. How did this all start for you, Erin?
Yeah, well, obviously, my mum got me into dance when I was 2. So at the beginning, it was definitely just one of those extracurricular things. I was always moving. I can think of a memory that my mum always shows me, which is a video of me dancing. And do you know the movie Honey?
Yes! Oh, my gosh. I think I watched that a million times.
I'm pretty sure it's that movie, but the credits are on, the music's playing, and I'm, like, in front of the TV, and I'm, like, boogieing. And I think my mum just saw how much I loved music and how much I loved to move, and she popped me into a class. And that's where it definitely started. Started with ballet. Mm. I found it a bit slow, and I was like, oh, I need something a little bit more. Like, I'm ready to go. So then I got into jazz, did contemporary, lyrical, tap, musical theater.
Wow.
Honestly, I was in everything. I think I shocked my mother when I got into it, because I did not think she was expecting it. And then I also got into hip hop, and then I think that's just when the doors opened for me, because I really found my place within dance, and it was a space where I could express myself and just be fully me, which was awesome. So I give full props to my mum, because if it wasn't for her putting me into dance, then I definitely would not be in the situation. And she has definitely been like my biggest inspiration, because I think a lot of my work ethic and the way that I am today and how how I take on every opportunity and just see things for how it is and find the good in everything is solely down to her and the way that she has brought me up and inspired me. So she is definitely my biggest inspiration, and she's always there to keep encouraging me. And when I think that I can't do it or I'm not ready for something, she's the first person to go like, yes, you can. You just need to figure it out, find your feet. And then I do, and now I am in a space where any opportunity that comes my way, I'm ready to go, because yes, I've learned that everything that comes to you is yours. You just have to be ready to take it on. You have to trust that if it's been put in front of you, that you have the responsibility to do something with that and take it and absolutely go for it. So, yeah, she definitely has to be one of my biggest inspirations alongside every single person that has ever been in my life. I think that is probably the biggest thing. There's so many people, but they have just all played such a huge role in where I am. I genuinely would not be where I am today if it wasn't for my friends, family, my dance studios that have taught me, my teachers that have taught me what I know, a lot of the things that I'm now passing on to other kids, or I take on when I'm in a new space within the industry and I'm a little bit nervous. If it wasn't for them passing on their knowledge and giving me their energy, then, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it. So,
wow.
Yeah, I love everyone.
Yes, you love everyone and you do everything. I love it. You know, Erin, like, no filter. This is just amazing at 19 years of age. And I really want to highlight that, you know, with your background of what you've been doing with dance, like, how did you find your passion? Like, you know, you said that when you watched Honey, but how cool is it to, like, be passionate about something, yes, especially at the age of 19?
Yeah.
We kind of touched on it before we went on air, but like, how cool is it, you know, just going through, like, you really love dance.
Yes,
and
I do.
You know, in this generation, especially, it's Mental Health Week.
Yeah.
How do you find your passion and how do you stay consistent to your passion?
Yeah.
Because sometimes at 19, let's keep it real. Yeah. Everyone at the age, majority, I would say not all, they kind of get lost doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. But you're really like disciplined to what you love.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
really are passionate about what you love as well. And how do you, you know, let us,
yeah.
what are the gems? What
yeah.
are the tips,
Erin? I'll let you in on the tea. let me get into yeah. this. I think a really big thing for me, especially, and I think with it being Mental Health Week, it fits perfectly, but I say that dance is an important part of my life because it is the one thing that always keeps me going, no matter what. So I am someone who gets quite anxious quite a lot, and I've definitely struggled with a lot of my own personal things. And the one thing that has always brought me back to feeling like myself and finding my feet and feeling like I'm on top of the world and I can do anything is dance. I think that's why it is so important, because it's essential. I genuinely don't think I could live without dance. And even when it's the holidays and I have no dance for like 3 weeks, I lose my mind. I have to do something because I'm like, I'm not dancing right now. And then I probably end up putting on music and dancing again, even though I'm so busy sometimes with dance. And sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I need a break. I have a break and I'm sitting down for like 5 minutes and I'm like, no, I need to put the music back on. Let's do some dancing. Let's do something. So, yeah, I think that plays a huge role in why I'm so passionate about it, because it is something that I hold very close to my heart, and it is something that fills me up with joy.
Yeah.
And there is just not one moment where I don't walk out of a dance class or dancing by myself in the room when I'm not feeling my best, where I don't feel better
yeah.
than where I started. So I think that's why I'm so passionate. And I think, like you said, obviously at 19, it's really easy to feel like you need to follow maybe what other people are doing.
Woo!
And like, I didn't go to uni. I went to online school in year 9.
Yeah.
So I stopped going to school and I haven't gone to uni. And like, a lot of my friends are in uni or they're doing other types of jobs. And there's definitely moments where I'm like, oh, maybe I've made a mistake and this is not what I should be doing, and maybe leaving school early to really commit to my dancing wasn't the right idea. But when I look back on all of the amazing, not only achievements, but experiences that I've had at 19, it makes me realize that it was the most perfect decision. I don't think I would have been to the places that I've been, met the people that I'm now friends with, and built my community and found my place if I hadn't committed to dance fully. So I'm really grateful that the people around me saw that, like, once it was my decision to want to dance and they saw how much I wanted it, that they fully supported it without any question. Because I feel like dance is just endless. There's so many different things that you can do within it. There's so many different spaces that you can be in. And because of dance, I've now moved into areas that have got nothing to do with dance. This interview right now, I'm living my best life. But I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for my dancing. Other opportunities being in commercials, teaching dance now as well. If I hadn't committed to it when I was dancing, then I wouldn't be in a space now where I get to pass it on and really enjoy it as well. So, yeah, it's hard sometimes committing to something wholeheartedly and not doubting yourself and trusting in your own path, because again, dance is so vast that there's so many different things that you can do with it that sometimes it can be a little bit confusing. But yeah, if you stay at it and you commit to it, then there's really nothing that could go wrong. So
wow, Erin, it's beautiful. I love it. It's your truth and it's inspiring. And yes, in celebration of Mental Health Week as well, I feel like it's super important to really love what you do, but also love what you do and the passion that makes it easy for you to be like, I'm not doing dance because I'm being competitive or I want to follow the trends or I'm, you know, because that's kind of accumulates to that stress.
It adds to it.
And then you feel like you have to keep up
and it's not, it's a chore then. It's not enjoyable anymore. So yeah, when it's for you, and like I feel like a huge thing as well is dance is like for the soul,
right?
Soul, for the body. It's it's for you to just absolutely forget about everything else that's going on, and you're with yourself, and you get to I feel like dance as well, you really learn how to appreciate yourself. When you're watching videos back, sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, wait, why do I look like that? And then sometimes you watch videos and you're like, oh my gosh, wait, I ate that up. Like, I look so good. So I feel like dance has definitely helped me learn to just be happy with myself in whatever way. I may not have got all of the steps, and I may watch it and go, oof, I'm not sure if anyone should see that video. But it helps me learn that all of you is perfect no matter what, and there's always growth and there's always ways to get better. And yeah, if you can love yourself, then you can love anything and everyone. Yeah, it's amazing.
I love it, love it, love it, my sis. And I think it's real beautiful as well just to see the advocacy that's coming out of you, and it's from the generation of today, Erin. So
let's go.
You're inspiring me, my queen. Now, you know, getting into the industry of dance, how has your passion really taken you to so many opportunities, Erin? Like, you started off dancing, you know, Honey gave you that inspiration.
Yes.
That's going to be you in front of the mirror dancing. And how has this really opened so many doors for you to really, like, the scope and the broadness of it? Like, you've done so much and the you know, the years are still coming through. But speak us into that experience of yours and that journey.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and anyone who's involved within dance or acting or modeling, is learning about like the audition process and learning that like you could be the sickest, coolest dancer ever, but if you are not what they're looking for, then you're not going to be chosen. So I think that's really helped me with taking on every opportunity and just not boxing myself into doing one specific thing with dance. So I think that process of learning to back yourself, trust yourself, to take every opportunity, you can't be picky when it comes to dance and those auditions and these things that come your way, because you never ever know when the next one is going to come. So you have to take every opportunity with an open heart. You have to back yourself. You have to know that going into whatever space that you are meant to be there. And I think growing up at the studios that I've danced with and the teachers that I've learnt from, especially Neverland Studios, which is where I teach now, and I did a really big part of my training with them, they have been the anchor in teaching me to like fully be me, take up space in a room, to not be shy. When there's an opportunity that comes your way, you take it and you absolutely own it and you absolutely go for it no matter what, and there is no holding back at all. So I think they have helped me so much in the sense of when I do get opportunities, instead of going, oh, I'm not sure if I'm ready for that, I don't know if that's the one for me, I go, you know what? Let's just see how this goes. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to dance. I'm going to do whatever they need me to do. If it works out, then it's meant to be mine. And this is a new experience where I now get to learn and build all of these skills and gain all of these tools so that next time an audition or an opportunity comes up, then I know what to do. So, yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. Obviously, I did the Disney movie, which was so incredible. Oh, my gosh. That was absolutely wild. And again, because I had the people backing me and I had people mentoring me and teaching me how to hold my own in the industry.
Find your
I
own,
think because they taught me how to stand on my own 2 feet and not feel like I need to rely on anyone else, it means that I could step into that audition space. And when they said, you need to be the best dancer in the room, I said, yeah, I can be. Like, I can give that to you.
Affirmation.
Yeah, I can give that to you. Tell me what you need. I can do it. And that was a really awesome audition process as well. And then obviously being on the movie with other dancers who are like-minded as well was so eye-opening, because I was like, okay, wait, I'm not the only one who thinks like this and wants to achieve all of these big things. There are other people, and like there was such a huge group of NZ dancers that were dancing together, some people that I had danced with since I was like little.
Wow.
And we were all together, and it was just such a full circle moment to see us from being in the studio dancing together, saying, oh, one day we'll get a big opportunity, like it will come, and then actually seeing it come to fruition, all of us being together in a studio with world-renowned choreographers, incredible directors, other amazing international dancers that were just so inspiring. It was honestly the coolest thing. And again, I'm going to give a shout out to my mum, because she is someone that has also always taught me that there's no point in putting yourself into one lane and saying you can only do one thing, because that's not true. Everyone is capable of so much more than what they think they are. I think the difference with dance is you're pushed into those spaces and you learn how to hold yourself. So I think that's the biggest thing. And one of the things I love so much about dance, there are so many moments where I go into it and I'm so nervous and I'm like, oh, I can't do this. And then I get into the car and I drive home and I'm like, wait, that was really good. Like, wait, I'm actually really good at this. Like, I can't wait for the next one. Like, get me back into a space where I'm teaching or doing something else. I'm like, wow, this is so awesome. Yeah,
I love that. And I can see the boldness, like, in the way you dance as well, and the confidence, but also that like sweet vibe that you have as well, Erin. And I feel like that's a whole combination of your personality.
It is.
And it's on your page. Like, it's what you see is
what you're getting.
What you're getting. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel that that authenticity of you, Erin, is just untouchable.
Oh, thank you.
And
so
it's going to take you beyond NZ, and I can't wait to see your journey flow. It's going to be amazing. Which has already started because you went over recently to Australia. Please tell us about that amazing experience.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so our girls' trip, one for the books. It was absolutely incredible. An incredible friend and choreographer, Joseph, got a group of us together, and all of us have either crossed paths in dance classes, or we danced together, taught together, booked jobs together. There's just a really special close group that we have of the girls, and we all got together, and he was like, guys, there's a competition. It's really great. It's Dance Cella, one of the coolest competitions I have ever been to. Not only the comp, but the entire experience. It was honestly so amazing. He was like, let's go. Let's go to take classes, have fun. I want to go over with you guys. And, like, let's add a little competition to it. A little bit of something on the side. And we were like, okay, let's do it. We all made time in our schedules. People had work, other teaching, other travels. We had an amazing woman, Naomi, who came over from America to also dance with us as well. It was just such an awesome group of us all together. And we were like, guys, let's go on a little girls' trip and let's dust off our comp shoes and let's get back on that stage and show everyone who we are. I think that's such a huge thing as well with this trip. So many of us have had to pull back on us being on stage and us being the stars because we are either facilitating spaces for the next gen to really step into that role as dance teachers, or we're working just to support ourselves as we now enter like our early adulthood and for others, just life in general. So it was really fun to be in that space. We were like, oh my gosh, wait, guys, we're actually really good at dancing. I think we all kind of forgot that we had the moves. Like, we had it down. We would dance and we'd be like, oh, I don't know. And then we'd watch a video and we were like, wait, this is it. Like, this is incredible. So we went over to Australia recently to Dance Cella, and we were in the open adult division. So there were so many other teams. Some teams had traveled to America this year to go and compete at the World Hip Hop Championships. There were other teams that are so incredible within the Australian dance community as well. So it was so awesome to be in a space where we were all together now on this international stage where we didn't have all our friends and the family in the audience. We had people who had never met us before and were like, who is Girls Trip right now? So it was so awesome to go on stage. We did our dancing, we showed them what we got, and we were so lucky and so blessed to have won that division, which was absolutely incredible and honestly the cherry on top, because it wasn't the drive, it was just the extra. The drive was us to be dancing together to create that space, and I'm forever grateful for Joseph for creating that for us, because I don't know about everyone else, but it definitely reignited a fire in me. I was like, wait, I actually can do this. And I think going into other things now, I have this newfound confidence, which I'm so grateful for. And at that competition as well, I was also lucky enough to be awarded Best Female Dancer. Ooh. Which was, oh, I was actually shocked. My jaw was on the floor. There are so many incredible female dancers that I look up to and that I watched on that stage as well. And I was like, you are absolutely incredible. And there are just so many things, not only about their dancing, but who they are as people as well, that I'm so inspired by. So to be awarded that award after not competing for 2 years and being at a new comp and in a new space, it was honestly so amazing. And again, I think it gave me a new fuel to my fire to know, and just that reassurance to go, like, I am where I'm supposed to be, I'm doing a great job. And I think within this industry as well, it's really easy to be hard on yourself. Yes. I think dancers are their worst enemy, the hardest critic, especially when we're so fixated on analyzing our own dancing and the way that we are doing things. It's not always about anyone else. Dancers, it always comes down to you because it's for you as well. So it can be really easy to be hard on yourself and not appreciate what you have. And I think Girls Trip and going to Dance Cella and receiving that award was just a reassurance to go, Erin, you're doing a great job. Enjoy, be present in what's going on right now and the opportunities and experiences that you're living, and don't rush.
Yeah.
There's time to enjoy everything. And yeah, it was honestly such an amazing trip. I was so happy. I want to go back. It was so good.
I just want to say as well, Erin, I think it's beautiful, like you touch base on your win so humbly, but I wanted to highlight and say, Erin, being awarded that, you know, dancer, you know,
yeah,
of the year, how was it like, just to go through your whole journey, how was it like receiving that award?
It was crazy. I think in that moment, as I was running up onto the stage to grab my award, the biggest thing that I was like thinking about was what my younger self would be saying right now. Obviously, it's so easy when you're younger to dream so big. And I think over a course of time, you kind of forget how much you wanted it before you actually have it. And I think it was just so incredible to be in that moment and just take time to go, wow. My younger self, when I was 7, that's when I first started competing. And I actually don't think I started hip-hop till a little bit later as well. Like, my younger self would be so proud of what I have achieved. And I should be so proud of myself right now. And yeah, I just, that was a moment where I also just kind of looked back on everything that I have achieved so far as well. And just going, again, it's so easy to like constantly be reaching for the next thing, but also taking a moment to like look back and go, wow, there are so many things that I've achieved. I'm so lucky to be in a place where I've had the opportunity to be in these spaces. I think that's also something I'm very aware of, that there are so many people that are so talented, but if they don't have the right community and the right support, they don't get to be in those spaces. So they miss out on that opportunity. So I think I take huge responsibility when I am in these spaces to really go for it, because I am so lucky to be in this space. So yeah, getting that award was amazing. And I received similar awards when I was younger. And
wow.
I think I potentially didn't realize how prestigious the award was when I was younger, because I just think I think my first one I was like maybe 11 or 12.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit hard to actually put into perspective how incredible the award is. So I think being able to receive it again when I'm old enough to actually understand how special it is, and be able to appreciate and acknowledge everyone around me as well that would have been just as deserving. I mean, every single person in my team, us being a girls team, every single one of us could have got that award, and I would have been like, yep, they definitely deserved it. So to be that person was so special. And alongside that, have my team support me as well. There was not one moment where I felt like I should downplay the award. I'm so lucky that I have friends around me that also thrive when I thrive. Like, they were hyping me up, and for the rest of the trip, I was called best female dancer. Everyone was like, oh, we got to make sure best female dancer's there.
Oh,
or like, someone was like, what does best female dancer think about this? And I was like, oh my gosh, guys, stop. But it's so great, because I think it's so important for us when we are in a space where we're doing well, we have every reason to soak in it and enjoy it, and obviously be humble about it. But yeah, enjoy it, because when I'm 50 and I'm old, well, 50's not old, guys. Hold on, let me say like 100. When I'm 100 and I'm older, and you know, my body physically can't dance anymore, I'm not gonna remember the awards I got. I'm gonna remember the people that were around me and hyping me up and supporting me. So yeah, I think it was so amazing. One for the books. Yeah,
I love that, Erin, and congratulations. I love it. For those that are tuning in right now, we are live on 104.6 Planet FM for the Be About It show. Special guest, we've got Erin Stuck in the building.
Yes.
And we can't wait. This is just, she's still in her pursuit of her journey.
This is just the beginning.
Dancer, choreographer, and we're 2 minutes away from finishing up the show. And Erin, I wanted to give you this time to acknowledge anyone that's been and behind the Rock of Aaron Stack.
Yes, of course. Well, there are so many people, so I need to make sure that I get this right. If I don't, please know that I love absolutely everyone. Yeah, yeah, people will probably come for me. If you don't see me again, you know why. But biggest acknowledgement of all definitely has to be my mum. She did absolutely everything so that I could stay in dance. And if it wasn't for her, again, I definitely would not be in this space. So shout out to you, Mum. I love you so much. I also want to give a huge shout out to Neverland Studios. They were a huge pillar in my dance journey. Ashley Hebgood, Emma Clallon, Ali, Michelle. There are so many people. Who else has taught me? Chantal, Byron, literally every single teacher that I have ever had in my entire life. I think I have just been so privileged to learn from these people and gain what I know now to be able to flourish and really enjoy the space that I'm in. So grateful for Neverland Studios, especially as they continue to nurture my creativity.